Why do I preach? Examining my motives. Philippians 1:15-18. Some indeed preach Christ from envy and rivalry, but others from goodwill. The latter do it out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, but thinking to cause me distress in my imprisonment. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in that I rejoice. Yes, and I will rejoice. Apostle Paul, writing from prison, drops a bombshell here. He's thrilled that the gospel is spreading, but he admits not everyone preaching it has pure motives. Some are doing it out of envy, rivalry, and selfish ambition, even hoping to make Paul's chains feel heavier. Others preach from genuine love and goodwill. This forces us to ask the hard question, why do I preach? Or if you're not standing in a pulpit, why do you share your faith? Why do you serve? What drives you? Paul doesn't sugarcoat it. Wrong motives exist in ministry. Even today, we see it in some high-profile televangelists who fill arenas and airwaves, living in multi-million-dollar homes, wearing designer clothes, and talking more about seed faith and financial breakthroughs than about the cross of Christ. There's nothing inherently wrong with large crowds or effective outreach. But when the focus shifts to personal gain, wealth, fame, power, it raises red flags if a preacher's lifestyle screams luxury while the message promises prosperity in exchange for donations. We have to wonder, is this for Christ or for self? Paul rejoices anyway, because Christ is proclaimed God, and his sovereignty can use even flawed vessels to advance his kingdom. But that doesn't excuse wrong motives for those preaching insincerely. There will be accountability. And for us, it should prompt soul searching. So what should our motive be? Love, love for God, love for his son, and love for people. True preaching isn't about building a personal empire or controlling crowds. It's about drawing people to Jesus so we can love them, walk with them through their brokenness, addictions, heartaches, and sins. In a megachurch, that might mean teams of caring people, but the heart is the same. Personal, sacrificial love. Jesus modeled this perfectly. He drew massive crowds. Thousands followed him after the feeding of the 5,000. But in John 6, he turned to them and said something shocking. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. This wasn't literal cannibalism. Jesus was pointing to the cost of true discipleship, the need to fully receive him, even his coming sacrifice on the cross. It was a hard saying. The crowds grumbled. Many turned away, saying, this is a hard teaching. Who can accept it? From that time, many of his disciples left and no longer followed him. Jesus didn't chase them down with better music, flashier programs, or promises of an easy life. He didn't water down the truth to keep the numbers up. He let them go. Then he turned to the 12, do you want to leave too? And Peter answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Jesus drew people with love, truthful, costly, cross-centered love, not entertainment, not prosperity promises. He loved them enough to speak hard truths that would save their souls, even if it thinned the crowd. That's our calling. Preach Christ out of love. Draw people not for our glory, but for theirs, for their healing, their freedom, their eternity with him. If we're in it for the applause, the platform, or the paycheck, let's repent today. If we're tempted to dilute the message to fill seats, let's remember Jesus losing the crowd rather than compromising. But if we preach from goodwill, out of love for the Savior who loved us first, then we can rejoice, like Paul, even when others get it wrong, because Christ is proclaimed. May God purify our motives. May we preach for the glory of God, the exaltation of Christ his Son, and the genuine love of broken people who need him desperately. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with humble hearts, grateful for your word that searches us, convicts us, and draws us closer to you. Thank you for the example of Paul, who rejoiced in the spread of the gospel even when motives were mixed, because above all, Christ was being proclaimed. Thank you most of all for Jesus, who loved us perfectly, who spoke hard truths out of love, and who laid down his life so that broken, addicted, hurting people like us could be healed and made whole. Lord, search our hearts right now. Reveal any envy, rivalry, or selfish ambition that might be hiding in our service, our sharing, our preaching, or our daily witness. Forgive us where we've sought applause, platforms, or personal gain instead of your glory and the good of others. Cleanse us, renew us, and fill us afresh with genuine love. For you. For you.